glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We will worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Alleluia to the King of Kings. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. You are the great I Am.
Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
In this lesson from 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 through 11, I would like to share with you some of the blessing God has for those who are His children. Those who will fear and seek God, He has chosen them to be His own. He loves them, He cares for and wants to be with them more than anything. He is reaching out to all to be His children. No one has a greater love for us than this wonderful God. Through His foreknowledge, He planned before He created the world, He would choose you to be His, if only you will fear and seek Him. This is not only God, but Father, who wants to love, care for, and hold us close to Him, now in this life, and in the life to come, eternal life. He is doing this that we might be obedient to His Son, Jesus Christ. While we are being obedient, He is sprinkling us with the blood His Son shed, that we may have fellowship with Him. You see, God is a pure God, and He cannot have fellowship with us as long as we have our sins, because then He would be having fellowship with sin. Being a just God, He cannot do that. God lives in heaven, and God consists of three: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The three are one. I do not understand it, but God said that to forgive sin or wrong, there has to be shedding of blood. The three made the decision the Son would be the one to come to earth and live that needed perfect life and then die on the cross, shedding His blood for our sins. God should be praised for such an unselfish act. He has shown such great mercy to us by doing that. When we choose to follow Him, He said He would give us a new birth into a living hope. This hope is one that expects to be with God forever and ever. It's not a hope that wishes to have a better place to live, but one that expects to be with God forever, now, and eternity. This was made possible by His resurrection. After Jesus died, he was buried, and on the third day, he was raised from the grave. He spent some 40 days with the people he knew, and by all accounts, it was certain Jesus had been raised from the grave. After that, he ascended into heaven. He gives us an inheritance that never can perish, spoil, or fade. It is because God keeps this inheritance guarded in heaven. For us, no one can take it away. God holds it for us in heaven. There's one condition God asks of us, and that is faith. He wants us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He wants us to believe he rewards those who earnestly seek him. When we have that faith, God protects us from any spiritual attacks. While here on earth, we will have to suffer many kinds of trials, but they are to refine our faith. They are to cause us to endure until Jesus comes again. The result of this is praise, glory, and honor when Jesus comes again. We love him, though we do not see him. We can believe in him even though we have not seen him. And this is the faith God wants. This brings us inexpressible joy because we are receiving the salvation of our soul. And the question is now, would you like to live with God now and forever in heaven when you die? If so, we ask the question, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If yes, we turn to Acts chapter 2 of the Bible, and it tells us of Peter preaching to the ones who had recently crucified Jesus on the cross. Peter points to them and says, "You have crucified the very one God made Lord in Christ." When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. They knew they had done wrong. They knew that they had sinned. And they asked Peter, "What should we do?" Meaning, what should we do to be saved? And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repent means to turn from doing wrong and begin to serve God. Turn from following other gods, greed, selfishness, and etc. Next, we are to be baptized into Christ. This is where we are immersed into water to obey God. We are buried in the water as Christ was buried. We come up out of that water as Jesus came up out of the grave. We become new people for God. When we are baptized, God washes our sins away with the blood of Jesus, and we will receive God's Holy Spirit to live in us. When Jesus comes, he will know we are his, and we will live with him forever and ever. Do you want to repent of your sins as God has asked? Would you like to do this for God and become the new person God wants you to be? And do you want to be baptized into Christ? You can be baptized if you choose to make this commitment for God.
He will come again.
for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.